Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Oh my god, Sunday night, it's 10 p.m. Everyone in the entire universe knows what that means. That means it's time for the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. My name's Mao, and this is show 145. That's a lot of show. Make sure you go check out the audio archive if you want more of this illustrious independent music source of insanity. My name, I already said my name is Mao. Oh my god, repeat city. I'm sitting here with Destructo, my cat, on my lap. It's weird. Took him for a, checkup around the... the cats are on the wellness plan. I got four cats. They're all nuts. Little... Had them since kittens. 2 years old now. And, he's falling down. The studio will never be the same. You know, it's funny. The sisters... There's the boy Destructo. And there's a cat that's not part of the family. And then Destructo's two sisters, Zoltan and Ariel. And Destructo goes to get his checkup. And when he comes back, every time, it's 3 days of hissing and hatred towards him. And he takes it. He's gigantic compared to them. He's like two times the size of them. It's really strange. Cats are odd. The way they just... And the sisters hiss at him and whack him. And he'll sit there and take it. He just looks at him. And then about 2 or 3 days from now, he'll exact his revenge by beating them up. And then you go, well, you kind of brought it on yourself, didn't you? Enough about cat talk. That's not why you've tuned in. This is not cat theater. Could be, though. It's not going to be, though. Oh, I have some excitement, some craziness. Okay, so I have some oddities for you guys this week. I have a brand new... I'm sure you guys have heard, if you listen for more than just this one show... I talked about there's a band I saw in Korea. I was in Korea in 2011, 2012, teaching English to kids who didn't want to learn English. And I happened to meet a band that was called Midnight Smoke and Drive. And very cool. The singer was a knockdown gorgeous, makes you weak in your knees, kind of a gorgeous and powerful, screaming, punk. And then she left the band and formed a different band, Die All Right. So they just released a new album, Die All Right did. And I contacted her and said, hey, this is that guy, the weird guy. I said hi to you, drank some beers. Can I have a digital version of your new album? Because it just released, just dropped. And she replied, of course. So you guys are getting a very first listen to Die All Right's... newest album, brand new. It's called Minor World. So I'll be playing that. Then I'll be playing some Gentlemen of Rock. What's the name of this one? Rock and Troll from the Gentlemen of Rock. It's very cool. And then something very, very odd. I'll allude to that later. I'll talk about that later. Let's get some music. Enough of me droning on and talking incessantly. Here is Die All Right with Minor World.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
We'll be right back. night, night, heart, dry, race, thirst, hail, and world, and time, thirst, lonely.
The next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
The Naked Witch. Mercy!
The most chilling, most terrifying motion picture you have ever seen.
The Naked Witch.
The shocker of all shockers.
Rated R. Come early, beat the crowds. It's breaking records everywhere.
Podges. We don't need no stinking budget. Oh, no.
Now, I want to go on record and say, did I or did I not say that they were awesome? They are. They were. They still remain to be awesome. Make sure you go go on. I know they're on Facebook. So look up Die All Right as one word, DieAlright. They're a band out of Korea. And, man, the singer is incredible. And the band's not bad either. So yes, check that out. I played, that's from their newest album, Minor World. I played Heaven, Johnny, and Satellite. I think I'm going to revisit that one more time for this show to make sure we get a double shot of Die All Right. Fresh cuts for your head and your brains. Ugh. I just got back before the show. I save aluminum cans because I'm like, oh, you know, I take them down to get recycled and make a few bucks. Oof, that's just like the grossest thing in the world. You know, I don't know. I always like wait too long, so there's 20 tons of cans, and then you're like loading up, and there's like bugs and lizards crawling around. I don't mind the lizards, but the bugs, and then you drive down, and it's just oof, yuck. Standing in line with those ugly carts. If you've never done it, you've lived a better life than me, because it's not a fun thing. I come home and immediately shower. There's not enough hand sanitizer in the world to scrub the gross off of your hands after you leave the recycling plant. Oh well, what are you going to do? Made $21 off of my many old empty cans of beer and my many cat cans of cat food. Sounds like I'm lonely, you know, like, oh, the crazy cat guy. I'm not, but still, yikes. Hey, if you like this stuff, on that wonderful note, I'm sure it's so uplifting, on that note, if you do like this, make sure you go to the audio archive and check out, I have two shows featured here on Radio St. Pete. They can't stop me. Of course, Indie Circuit, you go to audio archive tab and look it up, and you can listen to some of the other stuff. I seem to be getting a lot of new music lately. It's good stuff. And you can also find Asian Cult Cinema, huh? Yeah, for you Asian cult cinema nuts, me and a friend, Dr. Morbius, review some of the oddest movies known to mankind. Well, at least some of the oddest movies to ever come out of the East. Nice. Because, if you didn't know, we also do another podcast. It's called Slow Robot A Go Go. If you go to bunchofdorks.com, there's three podcasts on there. If you're sitting in a cube farm watching your life, drain out of your body? Well, hey, plug in and go to bunchofdorks.com. There you're going to find Slow Robot a Go-Go, which is where we review all these crazy old B-movies, stuff you've never heard of, and you'd be like, oh my God, why would they watch that? And in the middle one's Two-Dimension Comic Book Podcast with No Direction. And the bottom one is called Bunch of Dorks. Like this show, but a lot more cursing and hatred. So, check those out. I guess I'm going to do the... let's do some Gentlemen of Rock. That's also another new album. Man, you're getting so much new music, it's insanity.
Bob Barker reminding you to help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered. Bye.
The sun shining bright, I'll be home tonight, things are going my way. Hey, what a beautiful day. I'm feeling alright, you holding me tight in a glorious way. When I first met you didn't feel so sure. When I first kiss you being insecure, you loving me makes me feel so fine. I wanna be with you all the time. Hey, what a beautiful day. The sun shining bright, I'd be home tonight. Sometimes you have it all together. Life seems a joyful piece of cake.
seasons for the better. Seems happiness is only for the take. Life is a house of cards. But when you realize the trouble starts, life is a house of trouble starts. Make some money, start to build a life. Bought a car, even found a wife. Look around and I found. A steady base. Life is a house of cards. When you realize the trouble starts, life is a
we'll be right back.
All right, that was the Gentleman of Rock and Roll. I guess I should say, I've just been saying the Gentleman of Rock. I should say the Gentleman of Rock and Roll. That is from their new album called Rock and Troll. Oh, wow. All right, and I played Beautiful Day, House of Cards, and I'm Yours. Great stuff. Always go check them out online.
Illinois Nazis. I hate Illinois Nazis.
They're the devil.
David.
Dare the Devil, a film that breathes obsession.
Oh, David, it's so good.
David, his was the choice to make. Would he choose her? David, self-assured, dedicated, positive as only the young have the right to be. Now he must choose.
Don't ever leave me.
Dare the Devil. A film which awes the most knowledgeable. The electrifying drama of a young man's moment of truth. Which was stronger, his faith or a woman's temptation?
David.
Can this young man dare the devil? See Dare the Devil in dramatic color. A Cinar release. Rated R.
I arrive in America's airport with clothing, U.S. dollars, and a jar of gypsy tears to protect me from AIDS.
Ah, we all hate Illinois Nazis, except for maybe our president. But anyway, hey, so I got cut off. The segment had to end, and I wanted to say, make sure you go check out The Gentleman of Rock and Roll. Google search it, Facebook it, all that kind of stuff, and tell them, thanks for the awesome new music, because I am saying thanks for the awesome new music. So, oh my God, all these chores. I'm making all this work for you. It's like homework. I'm saying go look at Die All Right and go look at, you know, Gentlemen of Rock and Roll. Are you going to do it? I don't know. I always wonder about how much people act on podcasting and radio shows, because it's just kind of like, meh, didn't seem to get a lot of action. A lot of people listening, I don't know. It's hard to get things done. I always think, oh, I should have, like, free giveaways and like, you know, give away free, like, shirts and give away, like, all kinds of stuff. But I have a few, I'm scared. I'm afraid I'd be like, oh, you want a free CD and a free shirt? And then no one would reply. And I'd be like, oh, that's sad. It would hurt my fragile ego. It's so fragile. It's not really fragile at all. So, yeah. I'm trying to think of what else. What else has been going on? It, you know, Thanksgiving has passed. Everyone is all tryptophaned out, and all the leftovers are still probably going on. I know they are in my world. Turkey everywhere. Turkey sandwiches, turkey everything. That's not such a bad thing. But, yeah. I eat turkey like once a year, and I eat it for like a week and a half. Oh, I do have something coming up. I agreed to be the Santa in our for where I work. A little worried. I've done a lot of acting and stuff like that, and I'm not afraid of being in front of crowds and dressing up and acting a fool. But I do hate kids. I don't know how that's gonna go. I'm gonna have to brush up on my kid skills. I don't think people like it when you make fun of their children. Everyone's so touchy. They're like, oh, my child's a shooting star. Uh-huh, whatever. Look him up in 10 years. Hey, enough of that dead downer stuff. How about some tunes for your brains?
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Yeah! Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody!
Oh my god, that was Ginny Oops, J-I-N-N-Y-O-O-P-S, exclamation point. The exclamation point means I'm shouting. So anyway, that is a group. They were under Benton label, Audrey Benton, Benton Records, Japan's premier punk, gal, garage, hardcore awesomeness. So make sure you check them out. I know they have a website. It's like GinnyOops.com/awesome. I don't think the forward slash part is there. But type in Ginny Oops. Or just type it into the Google. Google it, as nobody says anymore. So yes, I played Hey You, Minx, No More Candy, and Time Passes. But that's spelled weird. Time Passes. It's all from Eat Your Brain. So Eat Your Brain CD. Or download, or album. It's not an album. No one. I mean, I buy albums, but most nobody makes albums anymore. So, for this last segment of the show, I'm a little bit, it's going to be a little bit difficult of a listen for you guys, but I'm going to need you to bear with it. Long story short is I found myself at a estate sale. That's where somebody died, and then no one cares enough to care about their stuff, and they say, here, you sell it, and then give me the money. So, I'm kicking, I go into those quite a bit, because I'm always buying up old tools. So when I die and no one cares, all the exchange students can divide up all my junk, and they'll have tons of old tools that are worthless except for me, to me. Anyway, so I get this feeling that these people are, like the people that are liquidating this have kind of had enough and they're just like looking to deal. And those are the best kind. So I have a couple of toolboxes full of odds and ends tools, nothing spectacular, but a couple nice sets, you know, a couple nice things to grab. And I pick up an old Onyx ashtray because my boss smokes cigars, so I live vicariously through him, and I got him a nice Onyx rock from the 40s or 50s. This was, you could tell this was a very elderly person's house. You know, you get that vibe. Yeah, so their heyday was like the 50s or 60s. So I spot a box of 45s, and usually what I do is I just kind of say, I don't nickel and dime and count them and all that crap. I just say, this is worth X amount of dollars, and that's the end of it. So I put together this big pile, and I grab a few other things here and there, little stuff, odds and ends. And I'm like, look, I didn't even expect to stop here. I have $17. Take it or leave it. And the lady's like, take it. So I was like, yay. So I load all this stuff up, and so I bring home a box of 45s. Now, every time I do buy up these records, I usually buy the whole lot and kind of let the chips fall where they may. Most of the time, they say something like, oh, a dollar an album. I'm like, no, I'll give you like $8 for the whole box. And then they usually say, okay, yes. Because whatever people tell you and they write stories about how, oh, vinyl's coming back. No, it isn't. It is to some degree, but it's not worth these outrageous prices. It literally, if you're paying more than a dime or a quarter an album, you're being ripped off. The old stuff. Now, the new stuff, that's the new pressing. Of course, that's whatever it is. So I get home, and I'm digging through the 45s. Nothing jumping out is really awesome. I do have to do some checking, because some of this stuff might be that old, weird stuff. I see a couple acetates, and I was like, uh-oh, those are my favorites. Now, an acetate is basically, either a cardboard or aluminum plate with like this acetate on one side. Those were used in the Voicegrams, like those recording booths of the 30s and 40s. I think 30s and 40s, maybe 40s and 50s. And there's like six of them. And I was like, oh no, this is the greatest thing ever. I've played a few on this show before. I played one where a guy from Texas was teaching his friend how to hunt game. I have a pressing of like the Paint Your Wagon soundtrack that was sent to the to the execs to okay the songs. So you find some real gems. And this one was, of the six, there was three that I can play for you. And this is basically like drunk friends singing songs. And I was like, well, I'm playing that. So, yeah, here is, now I'm going to have to apologize for the quality of the audio, because these were not made to last. So when you find them, generally speaking, they're not going to sound so good. These are made to like play a couple times, and then they get thrown in the trash. When you do find them, these are snapshots of, oh my god. So the first one is a guy singing
The second one is a group of drunk girls, and they're kind of all over the place, and it's hilarious. And then the third one, I don't know, but I also might throw in a Wendy's Where's the Beef rap. I have that album, too. Look, just bear with me. So let's do the three voiceograms, and I'll come back. If there's enough time, I might drop in the Wendy's rap song from 1984, which is just, mwah, Where's the Beef? All right, here's some voiceograms from the past.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
This is the place, your one-stop shop for awesomeness and oddities and other. Now, I can't play the Where's the Beef rap, but I will play that next week, and I promise you that. Because that little gem, it's 5 minutes long. It's the 80s rap made by a corporation based on a popular Where's the Beef commercial. So if you want to take everything wrong with the world and mix it into one, put it in one blender and hit blend, that's what it is. It's by the Tenderloins. I don't think it's out there, but I have a copy. I found a promotional copy record, vinyl record. This is years ago, and I was like, oh my God. so I finally ripped it. I had the instrumental version too, but I've got to save that for some other time. So, but I can't play it this week. We don't have enough time to drop it in, so I was like, boo to that. But I guess, so that was the Voice of Grams. One of them was from April 5th, 1953. So I'm going to guess that they're all about the same time. My theory is there was probably a voiceogram recording booth near or in a bar in New York, because these were all labeled from New York. So I did dig the ones where the girls were drunkenly singing four different songs and talking about being hit on by guys. That was fun for everyone, I thought. You never know what you're going to find. Keep picking up rocks, flipping them over, and looking what crawls around. All right, I guess that's going to be it for this week. I am going to play us out with some more Die All Right songs, because wow, she is awesome, and they are awesome, and make sure you check them out online and tell them the Indie Circuit sent you. You're not going to do any of that, are you? Ugh, it's so hard getting them to do anything. But, oh well, that's it. I'm going to drop in some songs. Thank you for listening. I will be back next week for more Indie Music Insanity. I should probably focus a little bit more on the insanity part. I don't know. My doctor says not to, but he's not listening. Here's Die All Right.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Hello, I'm the man. Yeah, how are you? Hey, yes. My feeling and my fear. My feeling is for you. You know what I mean. What's my name? I don't know who is me. I don't know who is me.
What can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.